This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour here. We've got time for you if you want to join us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Yesterday was the big Super Tuesday voting day with something like, what, a dozen states or whatever?
12 states plus one U.S. territory.
Voting on various different presidential primaries and caucuses. And we can talk about that, Daryl. You've got a kind of a wrap-up story. But first, something far more important than that, and that is that Harry Brown... We lost him 10 years ago yesterday, according to DownsizedDC.org. Who was Harry Brown? Well, they're going to tell you here at DownsizedDC.org, but he was my introduction to liberty, basically. He was the guy who was running for president as the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. I discovered his 2000 campaign, and it was his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, that was the first libertarian book that I ever read, and boy, was it an eye-opener. Harry Brown was a fantastic communicator for the ideas of liberty. And you know, the fact that he's no longer with us is definitely a huge loss to the libertarian community. He was always a great explainer of these concepts. He could boil it down. He could boil down any issue into, you know, a quick 20-second talking point or something like that. Like, he had in fact, he even wrote the book on how to do that. I think it was called The A to Z's of Liberty or something like that.
He wrote several books.
Yeah, he wrote a bunch of great books. In fact, he used to be an investment advisor back in the 1970s, and he did a series on sort of, I don't know what the right term for this is, self-improvement. I guess he did some self-improvement work as well. But anyway, let me get to the story here. DownsizedDC.org from Jim Babka, who we've had on the show a number of times as guest, one of the founders of Downsized DC. He writes that Harry was a co-founder of DownsizedDC.org, the best-selling author and former presidential candidate, was also a friend and mentor to me. His work lives on at harrybrown.org. Because he also wrote a lot of great articles that still hold today. You know, even though their statistics might be a little dated, the ideas that he was putting forth were fantastic. And so you can read a lot of those at harrybrown.org. Harry was a fan of the Read the Bills Act and of what became our Educate the Powerful system. And then he goes through a few things about Downsized D.C., like the One Subject at a Time and Write the Laws bills didn't exist when he died. The 2008 financial crisis hadn't happened. Only a couple of states had medical marijuana, let alone full legalization. And who could have predicted Edward Snowden, the infamous NSA leaker? Harry would have had something unique and useful to say about all of these subjects. Instead, his voice is missing, and we're poorer for it. Harry's wife Pamela gave me a framed picture of Harry that sits in my office. I think of him often, and I wonder what he would have to say about what I'm doing now. Let me take a stab at my 2016 version of an answer to that question. Harry Brown pioneered a form of libertarian persuasion that focused on personal benefits. Harry believed the ideas should be sold like products, and what mattered was what a product or idea did for the customer. You was his favorite word. He sprinkled it everywhere in his communications, and he openly appealed to his audience's self-interest.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Social Security? It robs you of a truly prosperous retirement and an estate that you can pass on to your heirs.
Right, and you will get about a 1% return. You can get a better return from that with just about any investment out there. Social Security is a bad investment for you. It's a bad investment for your family. It's a bad investment for the people you care about. It's in your interest to get rid of Social Security.
The drug war, it makes your streets less safe, and one indiscretion could ruin your teenager's life. Foreign intervention, it likely won't make things better overseas, but it will create new enemies to endanger you. Now, 15 years after I worked for him, and a decade since I guest-hosted his radio show, I've come to believe two things about Harry's approach. By the way...
let's talk about that radio show, because that's pretty important.
It is pretty important. It was Harry Brown's radio show that sort of paved the way for Free Talk Live. And Harry did an evening, Sunday evening, or Saturday evening radio show, rather, Saturday evenings on the Genesis Communications Network, which is the same radio network that we're on today. It was Harry's show that the fact that it existed in the first place inspired me to pitch our show to the Genesis Communications Network.
You and I was the manager of 1220 WIBQ down in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
You were working there in some production role, and you asked the owner if we could have on the Harry Brown show.
Right, actually, yeah, I was pitching Harry Brown show.
And he said, sure, it's for Saturday night at 10 o'clock. He didn't care.
Sure.
And so you called up Genesis Communications Network, asked them for the show, and they asked you after that, hey,
I asked them if they were looking for other shows.
Okay, so you asked them, hey, you're looking for programming, and they said, yeah,
sure.
As a matter of fact, we are.
Send a demo.
And
we're always looking.
So we were on the air, 2 weeks on the weekend there before they said they offered us a weekday slot.
That's correct, yeah. So we were starting, we kind of opened for Harry Brown on Saturday nights initially. Yeah. We were on from 7 to 10 Eastern. He started his show at 10 o'clock. And 3 weeks later, we were on full time during the week. So thank you, Harry Brown, for paving the way for Free Talk Live in more than one way, not just introducing me to the ideas of liberty, but then also helping us sort of make it easier for us to get on the radio. Going on here, so Jim Babka, writing at downsizedc.org, he says that I've come to believe two things about Harry's approach. One, it was a huge leap forward in how libertarian ideas were sold. No one did it better. No national candidate since has come close. But number two, it was incomplete because we humans also have an interest in the welfare of others. That is, even if something like a government program harms us, we might be able to bear that pain if we think the benefit to others is worth the price. For example, millions of Americans believe we need a welfare state, even if you show them how much it costs them personally. They don't even need to have a relationship with one of the welfare recipients. They're willing to bear the cost because they believe starvation and homelessness would result without it. But then, after Harry had run two presidential campaigns focused on the personal benefits of smaller government, 9/11 happened. Ending statist warmongering became Harry's primary passion. He spoke of war's horrors, called neoconservatives criminals, including Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, and wanted his audience to understand the unnatural desperation that motivated terrorists. When Harry spoke or wrote about war, it seemed like a deviation from his self-interest sales approach. Harry was adaptive. The best writers know admitting previous error is an opportunity to publish a new discovery, and Harry was a great writer. So I believe that, on the issue of war, Harry's approach was a foreshadowing of how he might have evolved in the future. I, too, was evolving, writes Jim. By 2012, my thoughts had converged on one word, empathy. I began to see empathy as both a source of rights and their greatest or only protection. I also saw connections between empathy, politics, and Harry's interest in war. Our society is political to the core, and politics is war by other means. Politics is unempathetic. Its sole concern is to determine which group gets to impose its preferences on others.
You know, this is it's a really great point. So the reason that people are so adamant about politics, the reason they get so excited, the reason they cuss each other out and friendships are ruined, is because politics is a threat. Everything that you talk about in politics is forcibly taken from another. So when, you know, somebody says, well, I'm a Democrat, what Republicans hear is you want to take my money and give it to the lazy people. And when you say I'm a Republican, what the Democrats hear is you hate gay people and you want to give all the money to the corporations. So they hear these things because it's a pretty legitimate thing to hear. It's a threat. And the only way to get rid of it is to just to drive a stake through its heart, get rid of the threat, or at least minimize the threat to the point that people just don't feel threatened. If the government's only role was, you know, handling crime or something like that, we'd probably be a lot better off.
Possibly, but at the same time,
I'm not saying they're going to be good at it, buddy. I'm just saying that
Butler Schaefer, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He's a constitutional law professor.
He's done a lot of writing at Lou Rockwell site.
He has. Yeah. And I heard him speak at one of the Freedom Summits put on by Ernest Hancock, who does a show on LRN.FM. But one of the things that Butler has his students do is write a constitution that he then shows how it could allow a tyrannical government.
Hmm. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, if you want to share memories of Harry Brown on 10 years past his passing in 2006 on March 1st. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. Dinovite.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID-blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected, too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Taking you back a decade to, I don't know if I can call him a friend of the show, but I would have liked to have been friends with Harry Brown.
Yeah, I think he's sort of an unwitting mentor.
yeah, for sure. I only got the chance to meet him one time in
Tampa. Spiritual successor?
Our predecessor. Yes. We would be a spiritual successor to Harry Brown. He paved the way for a lot of libertarians. Rich Paul was in the other night. He said he was a Harry Brown libertarian when he was living in Florida. Harry Brown was what turned him on to the libertarian movement. Daryl, I don't know if you're a Harry Brown libertarian or not.
I am not. I came to libertarianism from Milborts, who back in 1999 was actually a libertarian.
Or at least he sounded a lot more like one. Back then.
Well, when I say actually a libertarian, I mean both big L and small.
Meaning he was a member of the party.
He was a member of the party, and then he wound up leaving and joining the Republicans at some point during the Bush administration.
He had us fooled into thinking he was a libertarian.
And he was definitely, advocating libertarian-ish principles, and it was from hearing him that I found out about the Libertarian Party.
All right.
First joined the party in 1999. And in the 2000 election, I, of course, was not a delegate to the Libertarian Convention, but I preferred Barry Hess over Harry Brown. I don't recall why. I just recall having liked Barry Hess better than Harry.
So Barry Hess was a candidate from Arizona, if I'm recalling. He's still active down there.
He is still active out there in Arizona, and I would still support Barry if he were to run for some kind of office.
But you are the one who's running now. DarylWPerry.com is your website. You're running for the Libertarian nomination, and folks can go there to support you, but only with Bitcoin or precious metals. Is that right?
Yes, or as I received earlier today, a gift card to Staples.
Excellent.
That's a...
Oh, was that a campaign contribution? That wasn't an intended campaign contribution.
It will most likely be used for campaign stuff.
That was a duff. I gave it to you, Daryl, and if you're going to use it for the campaign, then I guess that's your choice. Pro XPN, I want to let you know about that. It's a way to get your privacy back online because by default, you don't have it. You've got to take steps to have privacy. You've got to put some time, a little bit of money in. Thankfully, Pro XPN doesn't cost very much at all. In fact, it's barely even the price of a good cup of coffee every single month. And you can get a sweet discount with Free Talk Live's discount code. Use code FTL50 and you can pay with Bitcoin or credit card. You'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. Well, Pro XPN encrypts your data online. It's a virtual private network, and they have OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. Apps available to download. They're free for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Plus, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. You'll find that the virtual private networks out there have a variety of policies when it comes to logs. ProXPN doesn't keep them. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. And again, don't forget to use code FTL50 to get a deep discount over at ProXPN.com. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. That's ProXPN.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Ralph on the line in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. At the beginning of this week, we hear about the horror and the sad tragedy that happened to a police officer in Virginia. You're well aware of that, right?
The no. What happened? A police officer in Virginia?
She was gunned down. This was a police woman, okay? And Northern Virginia, Woodbridge was the the place where that happened. Okay.
She was gunned down by whom?
She was by a black individual. See, you wait for me to say black animal, right? I'm not arbitrary in calling black people that. Okay, if I ever gonna call black people that, including Obama, I'll put it in a proper context. Let's say,
okay,
call him a black individual. Okay.
Thank you.
This person has a military background, works for the Pentagon. Look at that, right? Works for the Pentagon. And, we are not Wednesday, the middle of the week. This is not Wednesday, okay? There is no statement coming out of Obama regarding that situation, okay?
You're saying that the shooter had a military background? Just to be clear.
Has a military background, okay?
The shooter had a military background.
The victim, I bet you. Is the victim?
No, the victim was a police officer.
Okay.
Well, that, they may have had a military background. A lady, a woman.
But the shooter had a military background, and you're saying Obama hasn't spoken out about it. Does Obama have to speak out about every killer in the United States?
Oh, yeah, he does.
If
the person doing it is white.
Let's get James's opinion about this.
Yeah,
James in Arizona, you're on with Ralph. Go ahead. James?
This is a what?
He hung up.
No,
Hold on, Ralph. I want to get James in on this.
I want to talk about. You can play games with the Ralph guy that lives up to his name anytime, but not with me. I should like to hang on and talk later to you, Ian Bernard, if you have the courage, Minister.
All right. What do you think about this shooting, James?
I didn't call to talk about a local.
Here we are, trying to give James some extra time on the air.
I swear to God, the guy's got talent.
Hold on.
He can do a show.
I'm putting him on hold.
Can I see something in there, guys?
Yes.
Can I see something in there?
Tried to give him some more air time, and he doesn't want it. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. There is indeed a survey. Once again, we go back to Esquire magazine. There's a survey here that asks the question, do you think recent killings... Okay, right. Do you think recent killings of African-American men by police are isolated incident or part of a larger pattern in the police treatment of African-Americans? Now, 51% of the respondents say isolated incident. 47% says part of a larger pattern. There is a black-white, dimension to this survey, if I may point that out. May I?
There's a what?
A black-white dimension. So what he's going to show us is that black people are more likely to say
that there's a pattern
than white people are.
Black Americans believe they're part of a... Okay, 3 out of 4 black Americans believe they're part of a pattern. 3 out of 5 white Americans think that police killings are isolated incidents. That's the white black.
Are you surprised? I mean, that's not surprising, right?
It's not surprising indeed, but...
Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I could totally understand why someone who is black would think, there might be something going on here. Maybe there is some systemic racism within the police departments in the United States. Could that be true? I would say it could absolutely be true. How true is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's difficult because you get information sort of supporting both sides, and it's difficult to come to a conclusion. But I can tell you one thing's been constant through that, and that's the police. They've had the opportunity to address this situation, whatever way they want to address it. And what they appear to be doing to address it is sticking their fingers in the air going, no, this isn't happening, no. Now, I'll agree that Michael Brown, no hero.
Robber in the Ferguson situation.
Yeah, that was the robber in the
Alleged
Ferguson.
Robber.
Whatever the situation, that guy doesn't look like a hero to me. But there were a lot of
not
things.
Not saying he was. I'm just saying it was alleged that he robbed a store.
Well, we're not going to put him on trial because he's dead.
Well, I don't know where you were going with that, Mark, but if you want to continue, we'll also bring James back for his own time here in just a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can join us as well. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Plus more about Harry Brown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. The 2016 edition of Keenvention, the fourth Keenvention, is coming up this year, November 4th through the 6th. You can get your tickets over at keenvention.info. You can also watch every minute of the stage performance of Keenvention from every past Keenvention. So if you want to know what it was like to watch the panels and the speeches at Keenvention, you get to experience that from a remote location. But it's not the full Keenvention experience. You don't get to actually meet the speakers. You don't get to hang out with the people at Keenvention. You don't get to enjoy the social events. But you get to watch if you want, for free.
And if you want the people in your area to be able to watch this as well, the videos are being put up. There's one video left for me to post on Peg Media, which is a website designed for
public
allowing
education, government. Is
public
what
education
for.
And government. So it's a website designed for community access television stations to be able to find content easily. So if you're anywhere in New Hampshire, you can download it for free. If you're outside of New Hampshire, then there is a slight cost, but the cost is minimal. The most expensive video is 99 cents, and there's one of the videos that's like 31 cents.
Now, why would someone want to download from this site when they could just download from YouTube? Is it because it's formatted properly?
It's formatted in the MPEG-2 format that public access requires. Plus, I already have the opening and closing disclaimers.
So it's ready to go if you
download. It's plug and play for community access.
What is the website? How do people find it there?
Pegmedia, I believe, .org. and then just look at the list of shows, and Keenvention is one of the shows.
So if you are someone who puts stuff on a local public access channel, which is probably a very small number of people in our audience, you
probably
can do this.
Very small, but it's something that I would dare say is one of the most underutilized outreach tools available.
Totally agree. It's underused here in New Hampshire, where it should be used better.
Yes.
There historically have been shows on here in Keene over the last decade. Mark, you even had a show on public access.
True.
People would stop you in public and talk to you about
on
it.
More
right?
than one occasion that occurred, yes.
And you were only doing it for, what, a year or something? It wasn't a long
I don't even know if it was a full year.
Yeah, maybe not even that. You ended up, your wife got pregnant, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of the story, yeah.
But, you know, people do watch this stuff, at least here in New Hampshire, because it's the only local programming. So thank you, Daryl, for taking the time to make that, because you made that happen. You're the one who took the videos and formatted them properly for
yes.
public access, and so you figured, well, why should my efforts be wasted just here in Keene? You uploaded it to this website.
Yeah, and I actually got the idea to do it during the Liberty Forum on that media panel. Like, I came up with the idea during the media panel and said I'm going to do it, and
right.
I've got one video left to upload.
But that was the media panel we were on this year.
The media panel that we were on.
Very cool. And, of course, we've done media panels at Keenvention as well. So if you want a real, sort of how-to, bare bones, the actual what do you do to create media, that's something that we've covered over the last few years in great detail. Just go to keenvention.info, and then you'll find the media tab up, and there's a bunch of videos there. You can watch them all or watch the ones that are interesting. And when you're ready to order your tickets for this year, November 4th through the 6th, go to keenvention.info, click on tickets, and then use code FTL, and you'll get $5 off the already lowered price, because we've changed the venue this year. It's moving downtown, so it's going to be a different kind of feel for Keenvention. We're going to be right in the heart of downtown Keene now, which is going to be fun, I think, for people to look. You know, all you have to do is just go walk down Main Street if you want to find a place to eat. A little bit easier to do that way. And already the prices are down to 2013 levels, so we've lowered the prices back down to 2013 levels, and you get a $5 discount on top of that by using code FTL when you check out through Eventbrite.
And you can buy your tickets with Bitcoin, correct?
You can, but the $5 discount doesn't work that way. So if you want the discount, at least for the moment, if you want a discount through Bitcoin, you'll have to email me, and I might be able to set something up that way. So let's go to the phones here to the fun. We've got James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Caller-driven show, you say? Anyway, I voted for Harry Brown, not once, but twice. And after the atrocity of 2001, I left the likes of my fellow Libertarians Party because of thoughts and sentiments expressed by Harry Brown, not to mention especially exemplified by one so-called minister, Mark Edgington, who one time when you were not in the studio, Ian, but WPU was, he actually said, and I quote, "The fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it." And he said it quite emphatically. So, Mark Edgington, how many innocent men, women, and children were on that innocent man drone, Flight 77? Do you happen to remember?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, now you don't want to answer questions or you don't care because, see, my point is, minister, you're not a minister, and you have – our differences aren't about foreign policy. They're about morality, ethics, and the truth. By the way, how is your wife and daughter doing since you quite emphatically accused me of wanting to blow them up because you took a 9/11 on Truther's word for it by the name of Ernie Hancock, the sucker he is, actually called the cops on me like you did, although I've never touched a hair of my fellow human being's head, unlike you, Mark Edgington.
You are all a rambling lunatic.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I have no idea what you're even asking me. Like, where there was like, you ask a question and just keep on talking, pal.
Apparently, he thinks you have a daughter.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey, James, would you take some questions from callers?
Let me finish my point, and I'd be happy to. You can
like you've ever gotten to your point.
You want to, Mark Edgington. You do it all the time in the airways, and you think you're going to get away with it?
I'm going to get away with whatever I want.
You're all right, James, there you go. You finished your point. We're bringing Robert in Vermont on the line here. He's got a question for you or wants to talk to you. Robert, you're on with James in Arizona.
James, what's your problem?
Hey, Robert, are you that dork that posts a lot of things on Facebook about me?
You never know.
Answer the question.
You never know, but this ain't about me. This ain't about me. This is about you, James.
You are.
This is about you. Why do you keep calling the show and keep threatening my friends here at the show?
Hey, buddy.
I'm asking the question. I'm asking
the question.
I want to know why you keep calling the show and giving people a hard time and threatening people.
I'm not threatening anybody. And if I wanted to threaten somebody, I already would have, Robert.
I've got a page called Things James Whittakine Says on Facebook. You can look it up, and you can see all the threats that James has made in writing.
Right. Generally, James sends his threats over Skype, not on the air live. But I had to let him go, Robert, because he's just kept talking over top of you. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about tonight, Robert?
No, I just need to let out a little aggression, that's all.
All right, man. And, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Brian on the line in Colorado. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Thank you. You were talking about pot and,
yes,
I believe, about heroin earlier in the show.
Yes.
Sorry to drag my feet on this matter. I had something to do. Jack Herrera's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, he writes that between 1840 and 1890, cannabis was the second most prescribed patent medicine and had about 110 medical applications between that time.
Huh.
And so I would suggest that one of the reasons it's been illegal in this age of petropharmaceutical Rockefeller-type drugs is that it competes with a whole galaxy of these expensive drugs. And it might actually prevent the need of some things like the SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs.
I mean, it's a huge threat if you can grow a weed, which is pretty easy to grow. That's why they call it weed. Throw these seeds out in your backyard, you're going to have some plants sprouting up. This weed that could threaten the pharmaceutical industry's profit margins, right?
And not just in your backyard, but I saw a headline. Apparently, somebody went around just distributing cannabis seeds all throughout a town in Germany, and it's growing everywhere on public property.
Then what are you going to do?
I love it.
Brian, I don't know if you were if you had something else you wanted to share. If you did, stand by. Our toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in right now. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that overtly rather than just saying nice things about us, which we appreciate when you post about Free Talk Live on your Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever social media it is that that you utilize. We sure do appreciate it. But when you sign up for the AMP program, that really helps us out because it helps us market the show to get on more radio stations. And when we're on new radio stations, we can introduce new people to the ideas of freedom because there's kind of two different audiences for Free Talk Live. There's the people who already get it when it comes to freedom, and then there's everybody else who's on the radio just listening to something because they want to be entertained or they're in their car or whatever.
They're trapped.
Those are the people that we want to reach. We want to bring the ideas of liberty to new people. And that takes money. It takes marketing. It takes being able to pitch Free Talk Live effectively to radio stations. Daryl, you and I were calling stations this morning, today again, to as we do regularly, to pitch them on taking this show. Now, whether they take us one night a week or all 7 nights a week, anything's better than no liberty-oriented content on their station, which, if they don't have Free Talk Live or the Freedom Fiends, they probably don't have any liberty-oriented content on their station, unless there's some libertarian, principled local host out there somewhere that we don't know about. Maybe Gary Nolan, who was...
Yeah, he's on a handful of stations. He was one of the...
Is he syndicated still? I don't think he is.
I know he's on a handful of stations in Missouri.
Okay.
So it's probably a
regional,
you know, regional syndication. I don't know...
I'll give Gary credit. He's a pretty good libertarian.
He was a candidate in 2004,
that's
having
correct.
Lost to Michael Bednarik.
Yep. So there's an example of a libertarian local host. But as far as libertarian, you know, principled, liberty-oriented national radio shows, you should really support Free Talk Live if you like what we're doing. It's $5 a month. You get perks, access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, which always has something going on. There's always new, fresh threads on a daily basis in that group. So Facebook's normally just a time suck, but I got to say the Amp forum makes it a little more worthwhile. So go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right through our website, and you can do Bitcoin amping now as well. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com, AMP, like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. I believe we've got Brian in Colorado is still with us. If you had more thoughts, go ahead now, Brian. You were talking about drugs like cannabis back when they were legal in the 1800s.
Yeah, and why they were made illegal, such as a competing thing, because the pharmaceutical complex today. That one argument for criminalization is that it's got to be kept out of the hands of the youth, and that legalization sends the wrong message to them. But in Amsterdam, I'm told that the youth is pretty much bored by pot.
Same in Portugal too. Actually, the youth use of marijuana decreased with legalization.
I believe the statistics showed a slight spike and then a decrease. After it went legal, there was a little bit of upturned interest in it, and then over time it was like, oh, this isn't exciting anymore. It's not illegal, so it's not as interesting.
And my understanding of that little uptick is it was within the statistical margin of error.
Oh, was it?
So, you know, like it was just a couple of percentage points.
And it was probably just people who wouldn't admit it before who were admitting it then. As opposed to people who tried it brand
right.
new.
And I remember when I was in junior high and high school 20-plus years ago, people that I knew that smoked weed, that whenever the topic of cannabis legalization came up then, back in the early 90s, they said, if it was legal, I wouldn't smoke. I only do it because of the rush of doing something illegal.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. And these were adults?
No.
Oh.
These were kids that I went to school with.
Huh. Wow. Brian, anything else you want to share?
I just want to talk about heroin for just a second. I know
sure.
The show is about over. Okay, this has got a high potential for addiction and overdose. It's got a very thin therapeutic to lethal index. The amount that it takes to get high on is very close to the amount that will cause
it takes to get die on.
Screaming. So there's currently some public support for allowing the public to have the drug naloxone, otherwise known as Narcan,
yes,
in lay people's hands so that they can be on the spot quickly to save somebody's life, bring them back. One thing to note is that the heroin will last longer than the naloxone, so they may go back into a coma again.
And, that's right.
I'm not sure how they plan on a lay person giving this, whether it's like a little preloaded subcutaneous injection or if it's a skin patch or something like that. You can give naloxone through an endotracheal tube, which is not an option here, but I would imagine they could pack it in a broncho inhaler. And
yeah, I'm not sure what the delivery method is, but I know it is available over-the-counter in Massachusetts, and there's a law that was recently passed here in New Hampshire that has legalized the possession of it, so I believe it's going to become more available here.
And my understanding, the way they're trying to teach people to use it, and most of the pharmacies that carry it, they will show you how it's to be used. It's some kind of nasal injection.
Interesting.
Oh,
Brian, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate that, and I know that this is a big deal. The naloxone thing here. This was a big win for State Representative Amanda Bolden, who's a Free State Project early mover.
And in addition to the Narcan bill, she also championed through a 911 immunity bill.
Which means?
If someone is overdosing and you call for medical assistance, then neither you nor the person who overdosed will be arrested for possession.
Big stuff and big political victories for a first-time legislator. It was her first year in, basically, and to have that level of success, because no one opposed these bills, by the way. The Narcan bill that came up, I figured the police would come and oppose this, but they didn't. And so I was really surprised that
my local fire department was, I wouldn't call them ecstatic or anything like that, but they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, everybody seemed to be on the... I mean,
now, the police weren't in favor of the immunity bill.
Okay,
and their argument was basically, if we can't arrest you, we hope you die.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Let's go to Bob in Massachusetts. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Yeah, I got a question. How old was Ian's girlfriend when he started smashing that?
None of your business, Bob. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeff, listening in Elgin. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey you guys. I had a comment about James. I was hoping he'd be on the air, but I don't know if it would do any good. I think his problem is one thing, he's probably constipated, and probably needs to do a series of colonics to work on that. And then the other thing is maybe he should start eating beets. You know, he should get a bunch of beets or have his mommy, you know, chop them up and make him beet soup or something to help with his hypothyroid.
Maybe he should take super beets.
There's always super beets.
He's got,
that might give him too much energy, though.
How does one get super beets anyway? Hey, Jeff, thanks for the suggestion.
FTLbeets.com. What super beets is it's a supplement, and it helps to elevate your nitric oxide levels in your blood, which is good for your heart health, lowers blood pressure, and you can get, 30-day free supply with your first order. The nitric oxide indicator strips, free to, it'll also be free to use before and after drinking Super Beets to see how it's working on your body. Get those for free, plus the free book, Beat the Odds, and all that comes with free shipping. FTLbeets.com, 800-951-8940, FTLbeets.com.
A little bit more about Harry Brown, an article at downsidedc.org. He died just over a decade ago on March 1st of 2006. Great inspiration to many libertarians. Jim Babka at Downsized DC writes that he says our society is political to the core, and politics is war by other means. Politics is unempathetic. Its sole concern is to determine which group gets to impose its preferences on others. The partisans, be they Republican, Democrat, or Green, wrap this political warfare in comforting euphemisms. They hide the violence that they initiate, even from themselves. They reason that if you're going to make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs. But as Harry observed, it's always someone else's eggs that get broken. The desire to break other people's eggs demonstrates how anti-empathy politics really is. Alas, most people think empathy is sappy and unrealistic, but in reality, empathy is the groundspring of charity, the glue by which your relationships cohere, the basis of morality, according to psychologists, and the source of innovation as entrepreneurs empathetically recognize what other people need. Even activists find they must harness the power that Adam Smith labeled moral sentiment. This concern for the welfare of others steers great social power. It even extends to animals, whose pain we increasingly cannot bear. But without this sentiment, you'd have no actual rights. Others could simply murder you. Who else would care? Harry believed in the zero aggression principle. Don't threaten or initiate force against others or ask politicians to do it for you. That principle appeals to empathy. The question that Harry was asking about war is a question that should be asked about all of the state's political wars. On poverty, illiteracy, terrorism, drugs, immorality, etc. And that empathetic question is, whose eggs are getting broken? Look closely enough and you'll see the damage inflicted by the do-gooders. So, you want to learn more about Harry Brown? Check out harrybrown.org, and that's Brown with an E. We'll see you tomorrow. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.